kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Magkakaroon tayo ng deep diving sa isang napaka-importanting issue sa ating lipunan. Medyo sensitibo din itong topic na ito, no? Pero napakahalaga na mapag-usapan natin siya. So this is about domestic violence, yung mga pang-aabusong nararanasan ng ilang mga tao sa kanilang mga tahanan, at ganun din ang sexual abuse, specifically kung paano siya hinahandle ng Australian law. Pero bilang paalala lamang sa ating mga pag-uusapan, so meron dito mga mababanggit, mga discussions tungkol sa domestic violence at sexual abuse. Kung hindi po kayo komportable sa usapang ito, please take care of yourself and please listen only when you're ready. Isang tao magbabahagi sa atin ng kanyang expertise at magbibigay din ng linaw sa ilang mga katanungan natin tungkol sa usaping ito. Kaya naman, let's welcome Attorney Jacille Cahes.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon. Sa anong sulok ng mundo. Thank you so much for having me. And I echo with what you said. This is a really important topic and I'm so happy that we are talking about this.
At sa experience mo ng family law, gaano ba kadami yung mga humihingi ng tulong so far?
So far, Edelyn, napakarami pong mga kababayan natin na humihingi ng tulong sa atin, particularly yung victims of domestic violence. Back in New Zealand, marami po tayong mga cases na hinahandle at ganun din po dito sa Australia.
Ano ba yung pwedeng maging step naman ng mga biktima para maproteksyon na nila yung kanilang sarili, lalo na kung meron silang anak?
So, I think pag may mga anak, you know, if you are facing immediate danger, call emergency services 000 right now. That's the first thing. Call 000 right now. And then the second thing, once you've done that, you find a safe place to go. Like a refuge, marami tayong domestic violence refuge dito, or you can call a family member. And then if hindi naman siya immediate, but the abuse is happening or has just happened, you can ring the police and just say to the police, look, this is happening, please help me. And more often the police would issue a provisional apprehended domestic violence to provide immediate protection. Now, ano po ang nakalagay doon? Nakalagay po doon yung tinatawag natin na restraining orders. Na hindi yung na yung tao na alleged abuser, hindi po siya pwedeng makapunta na sa bahay. Di ko na contact, di ko na message, di ko na come near to the victim. And then meron pong specific time kung kailan po yun maglalast. So for as long as that is in place, then they can't really go near the victim, right? And then, and in that way, they feel a bit safer for as long as that order stands in place. However, if they do or they breach that order, that could become a criminal offense. So it's not a criminal offense straight away. Parang protective mechanism lang siya. Pero may teeth po siya. Kasi pag binangga mo siya, it can become a criminal offense. Ang pinaka-cheap po doon, pinaka-madali po is just ring the police and tell the police, these are the things I've been experiencing. I'm so afraid. I fear for my safety to come back tonight in our bedroom because they force me into doing sexual activity that is against my will. Again, coercive. Pamimilit. Pag pinipilit ka po against your will, that is abuse.
As you mentioned, domestic violence cases, it comes in many forms. But for this specific conversation, pupuntahan natin yung usapin ng sexual abuse. With you, Attorney Jacille, ano ba yung mga common misconceptions ng mga tao about sexual abuse within the domestic violence situation?
Mm-mm. So that's a very good question. I think bago natin sagutin yan, Edilyn, kailangan muna natin maintindihan ano ba ang tinatawag natin na abuse. What is abuse that we can consider na legally po na define? So under family law of 1975 in Australia, it is broadly defined. You know, it's not just, it just doesn't include physical violence, but abuse is anything that is violent threatening, coercive, or controlling behavior that causes a person or a family member to fear for their safety or well-being. So yun po yung definition ng abuse natin. So maraming misconceptions kasi especially sa kultura natin, sinasabi natin pag abuse always just physical abuse. But in the context of sexual abuse and domestic violence, marami po sa atin na magsasabi, oh, walang visible injuries po. So it's not abuse. Right? So pag walang physical marks, pag wala kang bruises, it's not physical abuse. But that's not true because sexual abuse can happen without any physical or visible injuries and still causes harm that could last for a long, long time. Another misconception is, especially in the context of de facto or married relationships, sinasabi, as my partner, it is my duty to meet their needs. And I just want to say that this is a huge misconception because even if you're married, even if you are in a committed relationship, consent is necessary in every sexual interaction, right? The word there is every sexual interaction. So anything that is non-consensual is considered assault and can lead to serious legal consequences. Di ba sa atin yung namimilit yung asawa natin or namimilit yung boyfriend natin? This comes from an entitlement perspective because some partners would say that, okay, partner kita, then I have the right to your body whenever I want it. But coercing or pamimilit, coercing someone into unwanted sexual activity is a form of sexual abuse again. And then once we are married, I don't need a consent. And again, that's a common misconception because I need to emphasize here today that consent is an ongoing and required every time, regardless of marital or status. And people would say it's not domestic violence, it's just sexual abuse. Well, under Australian law, sexual abuse is a form of domestic violence. And therefore, when we look at it, pagdating doon sa legal avenues, the family court can deal with it as well as the criminal court can deal with it. Tsaka sa kultura natin, sasabihin natin, oh my God, let's just tolerate it. It's normal in relationships na manghihingi yung partner mo. I think that's a dangerous way of normalizing of abusive behavior. And I think a lot of our friends and family would just say, just deal with it. You know, thinking it's just a natural thing or a natural part of relationship, that sex is a natural part of a relationship. But again, any form of physical abuse without consent, coercive, is abuse and should never be accepted as normal.
This is really heartbreaking to hear ano na yung parang societal norms natin ay nagko-cause na mag-second guess yung mga victim doon sa nangyayari sa kanila na kaya napipilitan silang gawin dahil yun yung nakasanayan or yun yung sinasabi ng mga tao na nakapaligid sa kanila. But with this kind of experiences sa legal system natin dito sa Australia, may mga ano ba yung mga specific na protection pagdating sa family law na binibigay nila para dun sa mga biktima?
So family law po. Ang family law kasi meron tayong specific legal protections and one of them is tinatawag natin na apprehended domestic violence or ADVO or ADVO. So how to get that? There are two ways you can get it. You could ring the police, right? You could ring the police and then the police would issue that. Or you could just apply. You could apply to your local magistrate and they will help you fill the form. The broad term for that is protection orders. Okay, so it could protect you and your children pag nandun, pag present po yung bata doon sa abuse na yun. But now, there are differences for that. Okay, so yung ADVO, yun po yung tinatawag natin na civil orders. Just to protect yourself, immediate protection. Nandun po yung ADVO. But it's not punitive. Whereas ang criminal law, it is punitive. And criminal law is, you did something wrong, I'm gonna punish you. But the criminal proceeding is quite hard because the burden of proof is beyond reasonable doubt. So you almost will prove that it's 100% it happens, right? And it's not immediate po. Because there is a due process, there is a hearing, whereas pag advo, straight away the police can issue that. So yun po yun. So it depends on the purpose and function po. Kasi yung family law is more like, okay, protecting you, whereas criminal law is more like accountability.
Kung halimbawang dumaan sila sa advo, pero pwede pa ba silang mag-proceed dito sa criminal charges afterwards?
Absolutely. Absolutely, they can. Because police can just issue advo, and then if napaka-serious po yung behavior, yung criminal behavior, then the police may file a case. Kasi po yung criminal proceeding po, yung criminal charges, the individual cannot file it on behalf of of themselves. It is the police that will determine it. Kasi it's the victim represented by the police or the state or yung bansa natin versus the accused. To wrap this up, to all our Filipino kababayan, let's not tolerate abuse and let's not normalize it. It's not okay. It's not a natural part of any relationship pag walang consent. So let us help each other. Any form of abuse is illegal in Australia, and there will be consequences when you tolerate it.
At yan ang tinig at paliwanag ng family lawyer na si Jecile Cajes. Kaugnay naman ang aksyon ng pamahalaan sa pagpapalaganap ng impormasyon tungkol sa pang-aabuso, inilunsad sa New South Wales ang isang coercive control awareness campaign na isinalin sa iba't ibang wika kabilang ang Tagalog. Sinabi ni Minister for the Prevention of Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault na si Jody Harrison na mahalagang makarating ang mensahe sa lahat ng komunidad.
Coercive control affects all communities across New South Wales. It affects multicultural communities, it affects people of all ages. And it's important that people of multicultural backgrounds understand what coercive control is. The campaign last year, which ran in Mandarin and Cantonese and Vietnamese and Arabic at the minimum, that turned out to be really effective. And people's understanding from those backgrounds improved. Those people from those backgrounds understand better what coercive control looks like and what it might look like in their communities. So we want to improve the understanding of people from the Filipino community and all of our multicultural communities. But at the moment, one of the focuses that we have is the Filipino community.
Para naman mag-report ng karahasan, humingi ng tulong o counseling, maaring tumawag sa hotline na 1-800-RESPECT o 1-800-737-732 o sa 000 para naman sa emergency. Edinal Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.